I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. It's a Dragon Bites Day, and today we're going to talk about distractions. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for being here. We always appreciate the fact that you spend time with us because, well, quite honestly, time is the most precious resource any of us have, and the fact that you have chosen some of yours to spend with us is incredibly humbling, and we really appreciate it. Now, let's talk a little bit about distractions. Distractions, they're everywhere. I mean everywhere. We are pulled in so many different directions all the time. And it's no wonder we hear people say, like Tim Ferriss say, the new superpower is not multitasking, but single task focus. The TV, the radio, the kids, the job, worst of them all, the mobile phone with apps for everything you can think of, and more are constantly vying for our attention. I sit back and wonder sometimes how we get anything accomplished at all with everything coming at us all the time. It's overwhelming. It's overload. And it takes a toll on us. It takes a toll mentally. It takes a toll physically. It takes a toll emotionally. We feel run down all the time. Sometimes what helps is to stop and take a breath. Breathe. Remember the big picture of life. It's not a merry-go-round of craziness until we pass on. It shouldn't be anyway. By intentionally choosing to take a moment here and there as we need it, we can help to bring some order to our crazy lives. Breath is important. It is literally life-giving and can be life-saving. Maybe you have a religious practice and you stop for a moment of prayer. Possibly you have a meditation practice, so you stop for a minute to breathe. Then again, maybe you just might need a quick respite from the whirlwind that is your life, and a moment to close your eyes, breathe deep, and relax is all you need to restore your focus. See, the thing about distractions is we can choose for them to be distractions or not. They are our choice. I can choose to ignore the television my family is watching in the same room that I'm working on a paper on, right? If I can't block it out, then I can shut myself in a bathroom and follow through with my activity without the distraction blaring in my face if I'm not yet able to overcome by mere choice alone. See, blocking out distractions is a learned skill over time. Of course, my mother would probably say I've been able to block her out since I was born. It's a choice and a learned skill. It's a mental exercise, and the more you work on it, the more skilled you'll become. I find many times the reason I have trouble with distractions has more to do with my wanting to avoid a task or a project than not being able to focus. It's hard to focus on things that don't provide us with full engagement and passion. But sometimes, probably even most times, we won't have the passion luxury. What we can do is try to find our passion in doing the task well and being proud of it. Or maybe we can find a way to be passionate about how we do what we do, even if we aren't currently working on something that is necessarily a passion of ours. I think you will find as your enthusiasm, passion, and engagement goes up, your distractions will start to fade away. Just a little bit of housekeeping before we end the episode. Please, if you haven't done it yet, please go to plainordinarydragon.com/subscribe and sign up for the newsletter. It goes out once a week, unless I forget to send it out. Sometimes that happens, but it usually goes out once a week. So please sign up for it. And that way I can communicate with you and things that don't make it into the podcast, some other things like that. Okay, a little bit more housekeeping. Also, don't forget that for the next week or so, Podchaser is giving away 25 cents for every review and reply to a review on a podcast. So if you want to help raise money for Meals on Wheels, here's how you do it. Go to podchaser.com, look for Plain Ordinary Dragon, and write a review. Write a review on the podcast. You can write a review on every episode. And every one that you do, I will reply to, and that will double how much money Podchaser will send to Meals on Wheels. So please get to Podchaser, write a review, and help Plain Ordinary Dragon, but also help Meals on Wheels, who are doing such great work right now with so much of America on lockdown. So go do that. It's a great thing to do. And it doesn't cost you any money at all. Just go do a review. All right. Well, that's enough for today. As always, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. You can accomplish amazing things in this world, and we can't wait to hear your voice.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend